This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Jack Lepiarz in for Bob Oakes. The Celtics are coming off a tough loss as they head back out on the road for tomorrow night's game against the Hornets in Charlotte. But for some fans, last night's game was a rare Christmas treat, a first ever, in fact. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Thousands of fans decked out in green and white came to the Garden on the holiday to see last night's game. It was the first time in the Celtics' seven-decade history the team hosted a game on Christmas.
Bing Crosby's "I'll Be Home for Christmas" has never applied to the Boston Celtics until today. And the Celtics, who won the best winning percentage in the Eastern Conference.
The Seas faced off against their fierce Eastern Conference rival, the Washington Wizards. They beat the Wizards last season to go on to the conference finals, where they played the Cavaliers. William Interiano of Lawrence surprised his son Ray with Celtics tickets at midnight on Christmas Eve.
Love the team, so I just decided to buy a ticket and give him a surprise last night.
How did he react when he opened the present and saw it?
He's like, "Is it true?" I'm like, "Yeah, it is true." He was surprised.
Also at the game were Brian and Maureen Cappuccino of Norfolk. They said seeing the Celtics is one of the best ways to spend the holidays.
Oh, great. Yep. Fabulous.
That's different, because we usually are skiing, but we just came home from skiing to come here.
Their son Anthony Cappuccino said before the game he wanted to see star point guard Kyrie Irving get another 30-point game. But the Celtics were dominated for nearly the entire game, taking the lead for just a few moments in the second and fourth quarters. Irving was held to 20 points, but he didn't let the crowd down entirely.
Irving! What a move by Kyrie Irving!
In the end, the Celtics fell to the Wizards 111-103. But Celtics fans have plenty to be grateful for. The team still has one of the best records in the Eastern Conference, with 27 wins and 10 losses. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.